Have you ever felt like you should be doing more for yourself, like launching that podcast, starting that business, but life is getting in the way? Trust me, I 100% feel you, and this episode is going to break down why. I have felt that same way and had to gain some clarity about what you quote unquote should be doing. Let's go.
Hey guys, my name is Kim Sanders, and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I'll have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started.
Hey, what's up? So, I'm glad you're here. First of all, I'm feeling much better. Thank you so much for hitting me up on social and all those well wishes. I really appreciate it because your girl was down, y'all, like down, like I sounded terrible. And that's just to remind you that children are germy. So there was something going around. So there's like three schools in our immediate area. They're K through eight, kindergarten through eighth grade. And the other school down the road, they had a stomach something that was running through. And I think our school had the flu and some other stuff. Like it is, these kids are germy. And they all play on like sports teams together and dance and gymnastics and things like that. And so, yeah, the germs are real. So wash your hands, cover your mouth. Don't touch your children and tell your children don't touch other children because it's rough. So I hope you enjoyed the last episode because life, y'all, life be lifing. So if you haven't heard that episode, go back and listen to it and pull that out every time life is throwing you all the curveballs. So another update, baseball and basketball are in full swing. And then we're having to navigate this for the first time because usually basketball is over by now, but it is running through the exact same season. So there's going to be a lot of calendaring and a lot of decisions being made on where we're going and, you know, what time is this and working in dinner and things like that. So I will keep y'all updated on this. There will probably be an episode on navigating the two sport life simultaneously. I feel that coming because I'm not the only one that has to endure this. And really, you know, it's rough, but it's fulfilling and the kids are having fun. So as long as the kids are having fun, we're all good. But it's something that at the end of this, I will have, you know, my tips and my tricks and my ways to navigate it. So hang tight for that. The boards that I'm on, kind of in a weird spot where you believe in the mission, you believe in the things that the organization stand for, but the bandwidth is low right now. Like some of that does have to do with the multiple sports simultaneously, but sometimes you just want to run away from it all, right? All the extracurriculars, like I just want to go to work, which is, you know, primarily from home. I want to go to work, do the mom thing, cook dinner and sit on the couch. I'm not really built like that, but sometimes I want to do it. And so that's why I kind of wanted to talk about this because I'm not the only one that feels this way, you know, where you commit it to something. And I am a big fan of committing and really following through on your commitment. But there's got to be, I don't want to say balance because I feel like work-life balance is kind of a myth, or just life balance is a bit of a myth, but there's got to be a way to juggle it all somehow, right? And so that's kind of what I want to talk about because I'm going through this like right now. This was super appropriate for this particular episode because you guys know you get 100% authentic me. Like if I'm going through something, I will tell you because if I'm going through it, some of y'all are too. And that's why I say before every episode that, you know, this life ain't all rainbows and roses, but you're worth the work that it takes. And so life ain't rainbows and roses right now. Overall, life is rainbows and roses, but some things are just, you know, they're just not. So as moms and as go-getters and as overachievers, we take on a lot because we're quote unquote supposed to, or because no one else has stepped up. And again, you believe in the mission and you believe in what the organization or the club or the whatever stands for. And the problem with that is that it adds a lot more stress when it is really supposed to add joy, right? So joining boards and joining organizations that you believe in are supposed to be fulfilling. They're supposed to bring you joy. You're supposed to have a level of, you know, it's supposed to be a level of happiness and fulfillment derived from it. But when you are stressed out and you feel kind of overextended, that's when resentment comes. So here's what I've found. You can do all the things, but you can't do them all at once. You can't do them all with the same intensity or energy. Like, they all can't, unless you're in a diminished role on all of the things, then you have extra energy to expend. Even the struggle between motherhood and work. So let's just say you didn't have any other hobbies outside of working your 9-to-5 and momming so hard. There's a meme that floats around and it goes something like, I'm totally paraphrasing because I can never remember what the memes actually say. Moms are expected to mother like you don't work and work like you don't mother. And a lot of that kind of comes from historically women entering the workforce and then still being expected to do all the mom so hard things, which now, right now, is a, I'm not going to say easier because it's not, but the fact that I work from home is a level of privilege that I acknowledge, because there are some things that I can do on breaks and at lunch that I was not able to do when I was going into the office every day, which is why that is one of the things that I look for, right? So if I was looking for a new job, one of the things that I would be looking for is, how remote is it, right? Because there is a level of, I have an expectation now, right? Because I can see what I can do. I see what is possible. I can still do good work and I can still be at home and I can still be present in both settings. So now there's so many expectations on ourselves to do it all right now that, have you considered that maybe this just isn't the season for something, right? So maybe this is your mom so hard season. Maybe this is a season where you are very much introspective, right? You're spending a lot of time with yourself in those moments that you are not actively parenting. And that's it, right? You're doing your job, you're going home, which is what I encourage everybody to do. Do your job and go home and enjoy your personal life. But in that personal life, maybe you're spending much more time nurturing your relationships, both with your children, maybe your spouse, maybe with your friends, and really doing the work to be a better you. You know, maybe those are the things. Maybe that's the season, and that's okay, because you only have so much bandwidth. So unless you're doing some serious outsourcing or delegating, you will burn out carrying on the way that you are, you know, trying to go so hard with every single thing that you're involved in. It won't happen all at once, but you'll start to feel it coming. Lack of focus, just lack of overall joy in doing the tasks that need to be done. You're not feeling productive in anything. And if you feel like you have so much to do, you'll just do what I do sometimes and just do nothing. And then that doesn't help anybody. So one of the things that you're going to have to acknowledge is, what season am I in? Right? And this could depend on a lot of factors. So that's when you have to look kind of into yourself and into your own life and figure out kind of where you are. Are you, like I said, are you mom? So, is it mom so hard time? Right? This can vary by season. It could vary by month. Sports season even, because the way the spring is looking, this is mom so hard season over here. Just because I don't have the physical, mental, or emotional bandwidth to do much else besides do my job, you know, make sure the kids are where they need to be, make sure they're good emotionally and mentally, and really just kind of nurture this house. the other stuff will happen, but it's not, as I would call it, an A task, right? It's not time sensitive, and I'm probably not the only one that can do it. There are other people that can. They're outsourcing, y'all. I mean, the outsourcing and delegation are a thing. So acknowledge where you want to devote your energy and delegate and eliminate accordingly. So for example, I am on a committee to plan a convention. There are forms that need to be created for various reasons, registration, you know, renewal, things like that for the organization as a whole. When I tell you I'm getting ready to outsource this joint, like all of them, I'm getting ready to. I'm going to go and seek out someone that can create these forms because I just, one, I don't do it enough to be able to do it quickly and efficiently. And two, I just don't have, there are better uses of my time. Let's just say that. There are better uses of my time than creating forms. So I'm going to outsource it because that is a task that needs to be done. But I am not the expert. I do not necessarily have to be the one to do it. And so therefore, in order for me to spend more time on a baseball field or a basketball court or reading my book, that is what I am prepared to do. And it's a give and take, right? You're saying that it's not going to be free. So I'm going to spend some money on someone else doing this. And in turn, I get time back. Time is money. And we know that. And time is valuable. Your time is valuable. My time is valuable. So even if I'm just going to sit here on the couch and take it all in, I'm worth that. And so are you. So that's something that you're going to, again, you have to look into yourself and figure out, what am I willing to sacrifice? Am I sacrificing money for time? Or am I going to do it myself, but then I got to take time to do it? It's a conversation you have to have within yourself. Another thing is, and I haven't made this decision yet, but if you feel like the strain on your energy is so much, maybe you don't run or hold that position anymore, right? Next time, next go round. It is okay to be a member, just a member. And I say just in quotations because members are important. Members serve on committees. Members still can be active participants in furtherance of the mission, right? That you still believe in. But that does not mean that you have to be, you know, super chair, right? You don't have to hold the leadership positions in order to be valuable to the organization. So, I mean, again, acknowledging what season you're in can depend on the month. It can depend on kind of, let's just say you get a remote job, then you have more time. I mean, it depends, but it could be years. It very much could be yours. You could make the decision that I'm going to focus most of my energy while my children are young on working on myself, right? Working on things that are solely my interests and pouring into my family. That's okay because this is your life. You get to decide where your energy goes. You get to decide, and nobody should be able to bully you or convince you otherwise, you know, but it does take introspection. You do have to, and talk it over with your family. That never hurts to talk it over. Be honest about where you are, knowing that one, you can change your mind, right? You can change your mind. If you say, you know, I'm going to mom so hard for 2 or 3 years until the kids get to middle school. And then a year later, you're like, you know, I got the bandwidth. I'm good. I'm okay now. I just needed to step away and take a break for 6 months. Then that's what you do. You know, you can do that. Know that by saying yes to one thing, you are saying no to another, but that is also okay because that gives somebody else a chance. What if somebody's season is a leadership season? Maybe they're ready to step into that role. And 6 months ago, they weren't. But now they've acknowledged that, you know what, I can do it. I got the bandwidth. So you stepping down or you stepping away or you shifting your focus allow somebody else to move into their season, which is also okay, right? I think we're obligated to do that, to be really honest with ourselves and the people around us, kind of as to where we are. So just like I was talking about outsourcing, you need to either say no to something, right? You fully step away or be very clear of your limitations. Let the people around you know, let your colleagues know what you can commit to, and I would recommend you do this as soon as possible so they're not like depending on you. But like I said, things change. Know what you can commit to and what you can't. I'm full of examples today, and these are real life examples, because y'all know, life, just like the last episode, life be life. And so I have, yes. So here's an example. There are a couple of organizations, but this one in particular, we are members of, and both my husband and he does a much better job than me of acknowledging that he doesn't have the physical, mental, or emotional bandwidth to deal with things, mostly because he works not odd hours, but longer hours. So he physically, literally cannot be in certain places at certain times. Me, not so much, right? Because I work at home. But we both acknowledge, and we didn't have a sit down about this, but we acknowledge that we did not have the ability to be in person. I think we joined the organization when things were very much virtual. And they made a decision that, you know, meetings and things would be in person again. And it's farther away from my house than I'm willing to drive and make arrangements for to be present at. And so we kind of made a decision that, hey, we still believe in the mission. We believe in the cause. We believe that we can provide value. And so personally, you know, as a family, we pay our dues regularly and on time. We send money because money is important for organizations, especially nonprofits, in order to do the work. We invite others to their events. And, you know, if it's like a fundraiser or something, we'll sell tickets. We'll invite people to come. We'll come help for things like that because we can plan it kind of farther in advance. I ran a 5K and then dashed down there to help for an event this past fall. So, I mean, we are members, we are active members that believe in the cause, but you know, you have to decide kind of how much involvement, physical involvement you are going to have. And I let them know that when they were making the shift from virtual to more in-person things that, hey man, I got kids and they're fairly young. They can't stay home by themselves. I do need to be here. And you know, here's what I can do. I've also created documents, pamphlets, flyers, things like that for the organization because I can do that from home and I can kind of do it in my own time. It doesn't require a lot of time for me to do that. So that is what I have decided will be my contribution, right? We send our money. We show up to major events and fundraisers and we do what we can. All valuable because that takes that burden off of somebody else. So they can then do the in-person work, right? Maybe there's somebody that desires to be or is able to be front-facing, but really hates doing Canva. To be honest, I don't love Canva either, but for the purposes of this, it's quick and I got it done. So that takes the burden off of somebody else. They don't feel like they have to do it all, but they get to do the thing that they thrive in, right? And I get to do the things that I thrive in away from the organization while still providing value. So again, you know, outsourcing and delegating are going to be your friend in situations like that. If you do not have the time or are not willing to spend the time. And the last thing I'll say is be okay with taking the rest. Be okay that when that creeps up, remember how I talked about, you know, you'll feel that overwhelm coming. You feel the lack of focus. You'll feel the lack of productivity. You will feel like, hey, man, I'm getting ready to just do nothing. It's okay to put your phone on do not disturb and take time for you. Okay. And that's for work. That's for your, you know, your hobbies, not your hobbies and interests, but the organizations that you believe in, all that stuff. It's okay to take the rest and recharge and really reprioritize the things in your life. You'll come back better. You'll come back stronger. Maybe you don't come back and that's okay because you figured out that you're not providing value to them. And so there's no point in you just being a placeholder, right? If you're going to be there in the capacity that you can. And if you're not, then that's okay too. So let me know if you have felt like this, if you do feel like this, I hope my experience has helped you, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for listening to You Are Worth the Work. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, review, share, tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.